Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3134BN. Today's date is August 8th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Election Interference is About to be Revealed, Narrative Shift, Chaos, World War III, Paint the Picture. Let's talk about being prepared. National security experts are warning our aging power grid is more vulnerable than ever. January marked the third time a power station in North Carolina was damaged by gunfire recently. Authorities are saying the attack raises a new level of a threat. Authorities are now checking our grid for vulnerabilities. They've identified 9 key substations. If these substations are attacked, power could be knocked out from coast to coast for up to 18 months. Imagine a blackout lasting not days but weeks or months. Your life would be frozen in time. At the right moment, the power fails. Lights all over the country would go out, throwing people into total darkness. That's why having your own solar power is more important than ever. With the Patriot Power Generator, you can get a solar generator that doesn't install into your house because it's portable. You can take it with you, even use it inside. But it's powerful enough for your phones, medical devices, or even your fridge. And right now, you can go to 4patriots.com and use code X22 to get 10% off your first purchase on anything in the store, including the Patriot Power Generator. You'll also get their famous guarantee for an entire year after your order, plus free shipping on orders over $97 and a portion of every sale is donated to charities who support our veterans and their families. Just go to 4patriots.com and use code X22 to get 10% off. That's 4patriots.com. Use code X22 to get yours today, or click the link in the description. If you don't see the link, click the More button or the Description button. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are no longer in control. I do believe the clowns have lost control. There are a lot of players out there that don't realize what's going on, and they do believe that they're still in control. And I do believe this is being done on purpose. So these individuals, they come out of the shadows and into the light, and the people can see who they truly are because they feel safe. And really think about this. Trump is being indicted one indictment after another. And those players, the lower level people that have no idea what's going on, they believe that, holy crap, we have him. He's done for. Look at the indictments. He's going to prison. And you know what? I don't have to hide anymore. I don't have to hide in the shadows behind the curtain. I could start to show people who I really am. And that's exactly what they've been doing. They've been coming out from the darkness and into the light and showing you who they truly are. And I do believe this is why you're seeing a lot of these individuals getting divorced, because they've been hiding for a very long time. And if you really think about it, they've been pushing the trans movement. They've been pushing pedophilia, and they want everyone to agree with them. This is how we live. Yes, we traffic human. Yes, we traffic children. But this is what we do, and this is our dark world. And we want you to accept it so we no longer have to play this role anymore. And Trump, with everything that's going on with the resident in this position, he's allowing the people to see the absolute truth of who they really are. Because remember, in the end, it is the same exact players. In the end, when you take treason and you take crimes against humanity and you take pedophilia and child trafficking, when you take election interference and overthrowing the United States government, when you start to put all of this together, what do you get? You start to paint a picture and you start to realize, holy crap, this is their system. This is what they do. But think about what Trump has been doing. He doesn't want to just come out with the evidence and say, hey, by the way, look at the election interference. Yes, in the very beginning, he will make the claim. He will let everyone know this election was rigged. Yes, they overthrew a duly elected president. Yes, they overthrew the United States government. He will show people, look how it's done. Does he think that this is going to prove and everyone's going to agree with him? Absolutely not, because the system won't allow that. The system will not allow Trump to actually present his case to a court system that follows the rule of law. Now, Trump, he knows this. He knows that this will not happen. Plus, he needs to convince the people. And what he's been doing is he waits for the deep state to open the door. He waits for them to make the move so he can present his evidence. And that's exactly what is happening right now. Think about Jack Smith. Do you think all these charges are coming at Trump because they really can get him on these charges? Or the most corrupt individual in the history of this country is bringing up the subjects that Trump actually wants them to bring up. So it opens the front door for him to prove to everyone, look at January 6th, look at the elections, look at the classified documents. Isn't it strange that it's exactly what he wants everyone to see? And that reminds me of Post 2961. Is there a benefit, think public optics, to allowing your enemy to open the front door, warlike posture activated? Thank you for playing. And I do believe that's exactly what Trump is doing. He's waiting and pushing these individuals into a position where they open the front door for him. This way, when everyone looks at this, they say, well, Trump is pushing this. No, you decided to come after me and I had to defend myself. You came after me, so I'm going after you. That's pretty much what he said in a truth. So he's allowing them to open the front door so he can show America in a court of law, look what they have done. I have the evidence. What do you have? If you show me yours, I will show you mine and we'll see who wins. That's exactly what he's doing. Now, remember, the deep state, they're going to keep pushing this. They think they have the upper hand. A lot of these individuals don't understand that they're no longer in control. And Trump, he's leading them down this path. He wants to show everyone in a trial the election interference. Remember, this is all leading up to 2024 because he needs the people to understand, look how they rigged the election. They rigged it with paper ballots. They rigged it with drop boxes. They rigged it with mules. They rigged it with the FBI. They rigged it with the DOJ, the CDC, the FDA. They rigged it with DHS. They kept rigging and rigging and rigging. And yes, it was a coordinated effort across the country in different swing states. He wants the people to understand this because when we move into the 2024 election, he needs the people to understand this is how they do it. This is how they cheat. What are people going to demand when they see all of this? What are people going to say? They're going to say, you know something? We need to go back to paper ballots. You know something? We need ID. We need to stop the cheating. This is what he wants everyone to do. Now, of course, what is he pushing the deep state to do? Well, once Trump presents his evidence on election interference, he's pushing the deep state into doing exactly what he wants them to do. The people demanded it, and now we're going to push the deep state into doing something where we can use paper ballots. And I do believe this is exactly what he's planning to do. And really think about Biden. Would Trump, would the House just come out and impeach Biden? Now, they might. They might just come out and impeach him. But with all the evidence and everything that they've seen, why haven't they done it? Is timing important? Is it too early to impeach right now? I do believe so. I think what Trump and the Patriots are doing is they're going to force Obama in the basement to make the move. I think they're going to continually release information, make it so difficult for them to defend Biden in the end that they will make the first move of taking him out with the 25th Amendment. The House didn't remove him. We didn't impeach him. We didn't do anything. Biden was removed by Obama, Kamala, and the others. They're the ones who removed Biden. Optics are absolutely incredible. And I do believe most likely we're heading down this path. Because remember, Trump, he wants the enemy to make these moves. The optics have to look absolutely incredible. I'm not saying that they might not impeach or start the articles of impeachment because we know some of the House of Representatives have done this. But remember, Kevin McCarthy, he hasn't made the call yet. They're asking him to, they're pushing him to, but he's holding back, which I find very, very interesting. So let's see how that plays out. But I do believe what Trump likes to do, he likes the deep state players to open the door for him because that sets up the optics. I mean, he could have come in with the military. He could have just, think about it. He's the president. He declassified all the information. He could have just said, here's the declassified information. Here's the military. We're taking over the country. And that is that. But what would that have done? Nothing. You see, the people wouldn't have learned anything. The people wouldn't know, hey, are these people criminals? Are they? I don't know. Look at all the too many documents. I don't know what's going on. Nothing would ever be covered. It would be too much information. It would look like a military coup. So Trump, he needed the deep state to attack him. He needed to show the people, look, they're not following the rule of law. They're just coming at me because they're afraid of me. They're afraid of what I might do. But I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here and they're just attacking me. And now they're bringing me up on charges on the Presidential Records Act. They're bringing me up in charges on the Espionage Act. They're bringing me up in charges on election fraud. They're bringing me up in charges on January 6th. And they're doing this to me. So if they're doing this to me, I will just present the evidence to defend myself. And that's exactly what he's going to do. And he's going to show the people the truth through this. Now, the deep state players, they don't want this. But Trump, he's going to set the trial up. He's going to set the pace. He is going to show the people, and the people are going to learn the truth of what really happened on how the deep state overthrew the United States government, the deep state overthrew the duly elected president. And you can see that this is where we are headed. And yes, the deep state's going to retaliate with World War III, with chaos, because this is all they have left. And Trump, he knows this. He's bringing them down this path. It's been planned out. So it brings the people to where he needs them to be. We're almost there, just a little bit longer, because the 2024 elections, that's when people are going to make the decision. Do we take the country back or don't we? Have you seen enough? Do you see the system? Do you see the deep state? Do you see the two-tier justice system? Do you see how they don't follow the rule of law? You see how they don't abide by the Constitution? You see how they violate your rights every step of the way? You see how they don't care about you, the people. And I think in the end, that's what people are going to see. And I do believe in the end, Trump will have everyone where he needs them to be. And then he can move to the next phase of when they start the chaos, they start the war, because the people will no longer be with the deep state players. A lot of the majority right now, they are not with the deep state players. They're not with the fake news. They're not listening to the propaganda. They're not going along with this. And more people every day, they break free of the propaganda illusion. And his plan is working. There is no civil war. There is no bloodshed. It's an information war. And you hit your enemy with information. You allow them to make a military move which allows you to lob over information that is backed by fact. It allows you to lob over information that will show the people the truth. And that's exactly what he's doing. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the entire agenda of the deep state with their woke movement, because it's completely falling apart right now. And we could see that Bud Light, well, that is a complete and utter disaster, and it's getting worse and worse for Anheuser-Busch. Michael Seifert put this out and said, after losing over $27 billion in market value, Anheuser-Busch is now being forced to sell off several of their beer brands. AB InBev will reportedly be selling Shock Top, Breckenridge Brewery, Blue Point Brewing Company, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, Red Hook Brewery, and many, many more. This once great American company decided to put a radical left-wing agenda over sound business practices, and the results speak for themselves. And now the people can see, truly, they have a voice. The people have the power. The people have the ability to stop the deep state in what they're doing. And any company that wants to go up against the majority of the people, this is what's going to happen. I do believe Harry's Razors is going down this path. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And what's going to happen in the end is that all these companies that we've once known about, they're going to end up destroying themselves because they're going against the people. They're going against what the people actually want. And they're pushing an agenda that is driven by a very small select individuals. And that is the deep state. and it's not going to work out. But you can see the deep state players, they are panicking right now over Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. They're trying to explain this away of why he has all these shell companies, why the family members are getting all this money, why they've been taking this money in from all different countries. And it's getting harder and harder for them. And what's very interesting is Representative Jamie Raskin, he was being interviewed by Cuomo, and Cuomo was asking him some good questions, actually. And Jamie Raskin was getting caught up in all of it because he really can't explain why Hunter was taking all this money, why the family members were taking all this money. And Cuomo asked the following. Well, you don't find it curious that multiple members of the Biden family, allegedly again, because I haven't been able to get to the bottom of any of it, receive payments from corporations, foreign corporations, when we don't know whether or not they're in any kind of consulting business? Isn't that a concern? I mean, these people, they have no experience in anything. Why would they be receiving funds? It makes no sense. And the people who are watching this and they're thinking logically, they're saying, it doesn't make any sense. Think about your own household. Would you be taking money in from China, from Ukraine, from Kazakhstan, and sending it to all your family members? Does that make any sense? No, it doesn't. And the other thing that we've come to find out is that Hunter Biden's business partner and president of Rosemont Seneca Partners, Eric Sherwin, visited the White House at least 36 times during the Obama years, according to a new report. And it was previously reported that Eric Sherwin visited the White House 27 times, which is quite a lot right there. And he also had a sit-down meeting with Joe Biden. Now, Eric Sherwin was also reportedly in charge of the transfer of Joe Biden's documents to the University of Delaware. This is the same guy who was involved in transferring classified information to Ukraine. Since Sherwin was involved in the transfer of the Biden documents to University of Delaware, there is a chance that the document transferred included classified documents. Where's her? How come he's not coming out with this information? I mean, it seems like it's a open and shut case, doesn't it? But once again, everyone now is seeing the two-tier justice system. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social, he said the following. They found a letter from crooked Joe Biden directly to Kevin Archer. Oh, well, so much for Joe not knowing anything about all the money he extorted. At some point, the lamestream media will have to cover this story, perhaps the biggest scandal in U.S. history. When they do, our country will start to heal. Now, once again, when are they going to cover this story? Are they going to cover it right now? Are they going to go into depth and say, yes, he was working with foreign governments and he was blackmailed and he's controlled by Ukraine, he's controlled by China? Of course they're not going to do this. They won't even do it when he's being removed with the 25th Amendment. Remember, I do believe what they're going to do is they're going to try to save face and they're going to try to just, you know, sweep this under the carpet. He doesn't remember anything. And they want a distraction by saying, okay, we had to take him out. We have the acting president. And a little later on, we have a new candidate. And they want everyone to forget about that and now focus on the new candidate. That I do believe that's exactly what they're going to be trying to do. Now, what's very interesting is Representative Greg Stube will personally be filing his own Biden impeachment resolution with the Judiciary Committee. Storm has arrived, put this out on X and says, there is a way more evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors that we have before the American people. It is long past time to start the impeachment process. Now, once again, Biden is the resident. He's not actually the president of this country. So can you impeach this individual? No, you really can't. Do you think Trump would want this individual impeached? Because wouldn't that confirm then that he is the president? Because you impeach a president. If this individual is taken out with the 25th Amendment, well, that's a little different. So I do believe that they might be holding the line right now, and they're going to continually put out more and more evidence. And they're going to put so much evidence out, there's going to be a point where the deep state actually breaks, and Obama and the rest say, okay, enough's enough, man. Everywhere, it's going to lead to us. If they keep going and they keep doing research, and if we don't get rid of them, this is going to lead to Hillary Clinton. It's going to lead to Obama. It's going to lead to all these other people in all these different countries. And we're going to be implicated in these crimes. We can't allow this to happen. And I do believe this is exactly at that point. This is when they're going to say enough's enough. And instead of impeaching, I do believe they're going to be taken out with the 25th Amendment. But let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting as we move down this path. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is if we go back to post 4836, didn't they try to use the 25th Amendment against Trump? And I do believe Trump likes to turn the tables on them and use what they were going to try to do to him back at them. So let me just read post 4836, is October 8th, 2020. It says, was the 25th Amendment arrow in the quiver plan? How long ago? Was it expected POTUS would be in a critical health state, RE COVID-19? Recovery unexpected, impossible to unwind? Next, mentally incapacitated, RE C-19 language, people are dying, safety and security to the well-being, combat tactics, Mr. Ryan. So they were supposed to use this against Trump. They thought since he's older, COVID would get to him, he would get the virus, he would get sick and he would die, and he would be mentally incapacitated, he'd be on the hospital bed, and they would use the 25th Amendment. But once again, it didn't work. And I do believe Trump, since they were going to try it against him, he's going to use this against Biden, and he doesn't want Biden impeached because that will recognize him as the president of this country. Now, once again, we'll have to see how this all plays out, but I find this very, very interesting because we do remember when Trump was down in Texas by the wall, he said the 25th Amendment, it's not going to affect me. It's going to actually affect Biden, and he's going to be taken out by the 25th Amendment. So he's actually kind of confirming that this is the path, but we'll have to see how this all plays out. Maybe things have changed, but it seems that we're heading down this path. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the FBI agent, McGonigal, who actually accused and investigated Trump for Russian collusion, this individual, well, it looks like he was indicted and he is found guilty of Russian collusion. Hans put this out on X and said, McGonigal was the FBI recipient of the fake tip from Alexander Downer that supposedly started the Trump-Russia investigation. He was also involved in the fake Carter Page Crossfire Dragon investigation. And what's very interesting, like we said before, is that the FBI official investigated Trump for illegal ties to Russia, but found absolutely nothing because there was nothing. He's been arrested for his own illegal ties to Russia. Trump, he put this out on True Social, he said the following. The FBI special agent who was in charge of the fake Russian collusion witch hunt just pled guilty to conspiracy. What a disgrace. They knew I was innocent all along, and yet we went through hell and back to get the no collusion finding from Mueller. Do I get an apology from the FBI DOJ? What we have exposed about our country is incredible. And what has Trump exposed? Well, everyone can see that the DOJ, the FBI, the corrupt politicians, the fake news, certain corporations, Hollywood, they're all part of the criminal syndicate. They're all part of this system. And they're working against the American people. That's what people see now. That's what people are observing. People are also observing on how the same deep state players are trying to normalize pedophilia, how the same deep state players are involved in human trafficking and child trafficking. This is why you haven't heard from Hollywood about the Sound of Freedom. Where's all the corrupt politicians out there saying we should support the children? We should not allow child trafficking. Shouldn't they put little symbols next to their X accounts or on Instagram and Facebook like they did with Ukraine and COVID? How come they're not doing that? Think about this for a second. It tells you everything you need to know. Now, what's very interesting is that Riley Gaines, she was the swimmer that went up against Leah Thomas, and she's been speaking out quite a bit. And a University of British Columbia professor named Katja Team offered a disgusting retort to a video of Gaines advocating spaces for women. This University of British Columbia professor shared a clip on Twitter of Gaines defending sports from an influx of transgender identifying athletes. She commented, hey, want to know one of my all-time excellent parenting ideas? Well, this is what she said. Let little children see penises and vulvas of various ages and sizes. In a casual, normalized, totally safe way, the world will thank you for it. And so will those children when they grow up. So think about it. This is a college professor, University of British Columbia, who is saying this is what we need to do. Well, isn't this grooming then? This is the absolute definition of grooming. And Riley Gaines exposed her and she made her account private. Isn't that interesting? But the other thing that's really interesting is that all of a sudden, Eminem came out and he started to talk about child trafficking. No, that's not what he talked about. Isn't it amazing? He came out and you know what he said? He said, Trump is brainwashing his base into thinking something great is going to happen. Nothing is happening. So he's out there. He's not talking about child trafficking, human trafficking. He's talking about how Trump is brainwashing his base into thinking something is going to happen. Well, that reminds me of Post 3137. This is March 20th, 2019. There's a picture of Eminem, and it looks like it's Rachel Chandler. And there's text messages next to this picture. Down below, it says, this one case has the ability to bring down the many rich and powerful people, those who scream the loudest. Is he getting nervous? You see, you only come out with something like that if you're panicking over something, if you're scared and you're trying to convince the people that there's nothing there. Why would he have to come out and say that? Wouldn't you think the best course of action, if you're on the up and up, you would come out and say, holy crap, this child trafficking, this is a terrible thing that's happening. This human trafficking, this woman trafficking, this is a terrible thing that's happening. But no, that's not what he did. This tells you everything you need to know. And all this conspiracy that there's no gigantic network of child traffickers or human traffickers, well, that entire idea that it's a conspiracy is completely falling apart. Because the global child sexual abuse probe that was launched after two FBI agents were killed has led to almost 100 arrests. The Australian Federal Police announced that at least 13 children were rescued from further harm as a result of a joint operation with the FBI dubbed Operation Bacchus. Almost 100 people in the United States and Australia have so far been arrested over child sexual abuse allegations after the fatal shooting of the two FBI agents led to the unraveling of a suspected international pedophile ring. The Australian Federal Police said that 19 men had been arrested on charges of sharing child abuse material online, while at least 13 children were rescued from further harm as a result of a joint operation. So once again, this doesn't exist, but it does. And now it's no longer a conspiracy. This is why they're not out there saying child trafficking is a terrible thing. Human trafficking is a terrible thing because they're all involved in it. The silence tells you everything you need to know because the deep state will not allow them to speak out. Most of these people are most likely involved in all of this. And you could see everyone is quiet. They weren't quiet with COVID. They weren't quiet when they were telling the electors who to vote for. They weren't quiet about Ukraine. They weren't quiet about anything until it came to this. Isn't that interesting? And it's also interesting that Hollywood is completely shut down and we haven't heard anything from anyone. Anyone miss the late night shows? Isn't it amazing how all of a sudden those were shut down? Because wouldn't they have to talk about what's happening with Biden? Because those people sitting there going, well, I heard news about it and you're not making any jokes. That's kind of weird. And they would have to start to explain all this. So if you just cancel everything, it's a lot easier, isn't it? This way, nobody has to explain anything. It's almost like the fake news where they just don't tell you what's really going on in the world. Same thing. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that everything the deep state is trying to push where they violate our constitutional rights, it is completely falling apart. Right now, out in Colorado, a federal judge in Colorado blocked a state law that would limit the sale of guns, arguing it violates the Supreme Court precedent. Chief Judge of the U.S. District of Colorado, Philip Brimmer, issued a preliminary injunction that the law known as Senate Bill 169, which took effect Monday, could not be enforced because it violates the precedent established in the 2022 Supreme Court case Bruin versus New York Rifle and Pistol Association. And what's very interesting is that the court ruled and said something that's very interesting. The constitutional right to bear arms in public for self-defense is not a second-class right subject to an entirely different body of rules than the other Bill of Rights guarantees. the exercise of other constitutional rights does not require individuals to demonstrate to government officers some special need. We're born with these rights. There is no need to defend it. There's no need to say why we need it. You don't have to. You're born with their right. You have that right, and you don't have to explain it to the government. We should never have to explain it to the government. And the government should never say why. The government must follow the Constitution, and they must understand that it is your right. So there is no question whatsoever that they could ever, ever ask. Just like with freedom of speech, when they say, well, you know something, on Twitter, we don't like what this person's saying, so they're not going along with our narrative, so we need to shut them down. No, the government doesn't have that right. They don't have the right to say what you can say and what you can't say. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to go to court. You have that right, and the government cannot question it whatsoever. And that's what the founding fathers set up, because they knew eventually what was going to happen, just like you see in Australia, just like you see in UK and New Zealand and many other countries. They would question it. Let's talk about being prepared. In a startling description, the UN food chief warned the world with words knocking on famine's door. He called what we're facing a perfect storm of a perfect storm. And he's not alone. Barron's published that a food shortage could be coming, even in the U.S. Farmers see it too. John Boyd Jr., a fourth-generation farmer, told Fox News that we're going to see empty food shelves in the coming months. That's why getting survival food is more important than ever. Create your own stockpile of the best-selling Four Patriots survival food kits. It's not ordinary food. We're talking good for 25 years. Super survival food, hand-packed in a family-owned facility in the USA and giving jobs to over 200 Americans. They have different delicious breakfasts, lunches, dinners. You can make these meals in less than 20 minutes. Just add boiling water, simmer, and serve. Right now, and for the next few days, listeners of X22 will get 10% off their first order at 4patriots.com by using code X22. Go to 4patriots and use code X22 to start your stockpile today, or click the link in the description. If you don't see the link, click the More button or the Description button. That's why the Constitution is so powerful. And I think the people are starting to understand that these rights we have, well, you can't take them for granted. And it puts the government in check. The contract is for them, not for us. They're supposed to follow the contract. And if they break it, well, they violated the contract. That means they need to be removed. That's what needs to happen. Maybe we need to set up an amendment that says if you knowingly violate the contract, you're removed from your position immediately. Maybe we need something like that. We'll have to see how that goes. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see Joe Biden. He's continually lying to the American people, and he met with a Gold Star mom, and the Gold Star mom says Joe Biden lied to her about Bo's death. Biden claimed that he lost his son because of a suicide bomber. But that's not how Bo died. He had cancer. He had brain cancer, and he died at the Walter Reed in Bethesda, Maryland in 2015. So Biden lied, and he even said to the Gold Star mom that he understands what you're feeling because Bo died from a suicide bomber. I mean, really think about this. Did the media pick this up? Did the media pick up that he lied to a Gold Star mom where her child died in Afghanistan from a suicide bombing? Remember, 13 U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan because of a suicide bomber. Where's the media? Haven't they picked this up? Because if it was Trump, what do you think they'd be doing? They'd be all over this. I remember there was a time when they said Trump said something to the armed forces when he never really did. Now look what Biden just did. Anyone see what's happening here? Oh, that's right. The fake news protects the criminals. The fake news protects the criminal syndicate people. That's how this works. Now, you can see the deep state players. They are very, very panicked right now because out in Niger, the coup leader who threw out the president and took over the country with the people of the country, well, it's leaving France and the rest in limbo. The ECOWAS, they said they were going to go in and have military intervention, but they're not actually doing it. So they, what do? They send Victoria Nuland down to Niger, and the coup leader will not meet with her. Now, once again, we can see that they don't care about the deep state players. They're not meeting with them. They're saying, yeah, you could do what you want, but we're not going with what you want us to do. And now France and the other countries, they're trapped in all this and they're struggling, which I find very, very interesting. The other thing that's very interesting is that there was an attempted assassination plot against Zelensky. So they arrested a Ukrainian woman. So were they going to try to assassinate Zelensky and blame it on Russia? I mean, really think about this. If you wanted to start World War III, what do? You set up a false flag. You make people think that, oh, wow, look what's happening here. Would that get the United States into war? No, it would set up the narrative. It would set up the narrative with Russia. And then they would use that and play on that. And they would try to bring us into World War III. But it looks like this didn't work out because the entire assassination attempt was thwarted. So it didn't work. But the other thing that's very interesting out in Russia, and Wall Street Silver put this out in X, is that Russia decided to freeze $36 million in Goldman Sachs assets. Wall Street Silver said, is Putin going to begin freezing more assets of USA companies? Are they involved in crimes out in Russia? Are they laundering money? That is very interesting as we see all this. Now, we can see the deep state players. They're trying to push war. We know from Trump that they're going to be pushing World War III. And it's going to be the N word, which is nuclear. We can see we're heading in that direction. And what's very interesting is that Douglas McGregor put this out and he said, evidence is emerging that the Poles and Lithuanians may be putting together some sort of intervention in Ukraine outside the realm of NATO. This is absurd. They are in NATO. If they go into Ukraine, they are NATO forces. This opens the door for an all-out conflict. Remember, when you attack one NATO nation, you attack all the NATO nations. You think they're trying to set up something where we enter World War III? It's starting to seem like that. And as we get closer and closer to the 2024 elections, you're going to see this build up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that there are U.S. Navy ships. They sent four destroyers to Alaska because there are 11 Chinese and Russian warships spotted in nearby waters. Now, they're in international waters, but once again, they're coming very, very close to the United States. Now, once again, is that because they know that Biden is weak? Is that because Trump placed a resident in this position? And now people are seeing, look, he let a Chinese balloon fly across the United States, which it really wasn't a Chinese balloon. I do believe it was a balloon that was here in the United States. The White Hats, they flew it across. I do believe optics are very important. It showed that Biden was going to allow a Chinese balloon to fly across the country. But even though it was an American balloon, I do believe they're monitoring the situation. It actually shown that Biden was not in control. China was in control. Now that we have Chinese and Russian warships off the coast of Alaska, even though they're in international waters and they're getting very, very close, it shows that once again, Biden is very, very weak because these two countries, they feel brave enough to bring their ships close to the United States because Biden is weak and they see it. A Chinese balloon flew across the United States, weak. He's not doing anything in Ukraine. He's not really helping the neo-Nazis there, weak. Oh, look, we can bring our ships close to Alaska, close to the United States. Biden's not going to do anything. He's weak. Trump, he put this out and said, Russia and China would not be putting ships dangerously off the coast of Alaska if I were president. No way, no how, no respect for Biden. Absolutely. What is Trump showing the people? He's showing the people that Biden is compromised. He takes orders from China. He takes orders from Ukraine. He takes orders from every other country, and he is controlled by all other countries and the deep state players. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the New York Post, they put out an article and it says nuclear doomsday threat is great and growing. Scientists urgently warn. Over 100 medical journals are simultaneously sounding the alarm that the potential for world-ending nuclear conflict is great and growing amidst states like Russia dangerously stockpiling their doomsday payloads. A large-scale nuclear war between the U.S. and Russia could kill 200 million people or more in the near term and potentially cause a global nuclear winter that could kill 5 to 6 billion people, threatening the survival of humanity. Any use of nuclear weapons would be a catastrophic for humanity. Even a limited nuclear war involving only 250 of the 13,000 nuclear weapons in the world could kill 120 million people outright and cause global climate disruption, leading to a nuclear famine, putting 2 billion people at risk. So it's very interesting that they're putting out that there's going to be a nuclear war, and they're worried about this. Trump is telling us that we're heading into World War III, and it's going to be the end word, which is nuclear war. And it seems like this is all now starting to fit together. And when people start to see all of this play out, and people start to see that we are headed in this direction, what do you think the people are going to do? You know, the people don't want war. They don't want a nuclear war, because who wins in a nuclear war? Nobody wins. And this war is going to be very, very different than any other war. Because why? Because with today's technology, they can hit the United States. I'm talking about Russia and China, even North Korea. Because originally, with the 16-year plan, what were they going to do? They were going to use a missile from North Korea. It was going to hit the United States to kick off the war. Was it really from North Korea, or was it from the deep state? Well, we know it was from the deep state. We know it was going to be a control war, and they wanted the United States to lose the war. So here, we know, and the people of this country know, that missiles could fly into the United States and destroy the country. Now, I do believe Trump, he's bringing the deep state down this path. He knows that they're going to head down this way because they were planning on this with the 16-year plan, and he is going to stop it before it happens. And once again, how do you get, and I do believe this all goes to the 2024 elections, how do you get the people to use paper ballots? Well, the country needs to be attacked and the infrastructure needs to be attacked. Do you think the blue states are going to go along with that if you say, let's use paper ballots? Or does there have to be an event? Remember, if you look at the deep state and you look at what they do, they always use some type of an event to push their agenda. What is Trump doing right now? He's turned the tables on them. Is he going to use an event to push what he wants? Of course. And once again, I do believe this entire plan is coming full circle because we know the military is already activated because of November 3rd. We know that that was the exception to the Posse Comitatus Act. The military can be on land, but the American people in general don't know this. How do you bring them into the fold? And how do you explain why the National Guard, the Marines, why they can work together, why they can be on land, why they can protect the elections? Well, you need to introduce this. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump is doing because he knows the deep state, they don't have the ability to cheat. They're going to try to cheat. Don't get me wrong. They're going to try a plandemic, but I don't think the people are going to go along with it. They're going to try many different things, but I don't think they're going to be able to get this off the ground. And they know that Trump has too many people behind him. So the only alternative I do believe they have is to try to postpone the elections. And I do believe this is exactly where we're headed. And how do we know that they're really not going to try the pandemic again? Or it's not going to work? They're going to try it, but it's not going to work. Well, DC Drano put this out and he says, wow, Bill Gates admits he never expected the level of resistance put up by patriots during COVID. Says he was shocked people now refer to him as an evil mastermind. Believe society now has more distrust of vaccines than before. I had one major takeaway watching the testimonial. Victory. They never expected us to fight back so hard against their tyranny, and they probably expected to have everyone getting their regular COVID shots with universal vax passports to get into business, but we won. We fought like hell in the courts, on social media to tell the truth about the COVID tyranny agenda. When politicians said, screw your freedom, we only fought back harder. They never expected it wasn't easy, and it took 2+ years. But we, the people, defeated COVID tyranny, and now everybody knows how evil Bill Gates is, too. No more sweater vest deception about this sicko friend of Jeffrey Epstein. Plus, think about the credibility of the pharmaceutical companies. Think about the credibility of the CDC, the FDA. You think people are looking at this saying, yes, we believe you now. You think people believe the NIH? Absolutely not. And this is why I'm saying I don't believe that this is going to work. Now, I do believe what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to have chaos. I do believe when the country is attacked, or before it's attacked, I do believe they're going to start chaos. And they're going to try to scare the people. And they're going to say, well, you know something, the voting booths, you might not be able to get to. You might see Antifa around the voting booths. And they're going to try to scare the people. And I do believe this is where the military and the National Guard come in to actually protect these voting areas. Because what does the deep state want? They want you using mail-in ballots. They want you using drop boxes. Antifa is not going to be at the drop boxes. They're going to be at the in-person voting centers. So I do believe they're going to try to kick this up most likely before October of 2024. And they're going to try to have riots and chaos like they did before. They might even say that Trump and his supporters are out there causing the disturbances. They might even push it that far. Because remember, we have all these indictments. Remember what people are watching here. They're going to try to build that narrative. And I do believe when the country is attacked, what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to force people away from the voting area when they say, okay, the election infrastructure was attacked. We can't use the machines. We need to use paper ballots. They're going to try to keep people away. And I do believe once the country is attacked, that's when the National Guard, the Marines, are going to get involved to make sure that people can get to the voting centers. But we'll have to see how this plays out because it's going to be very, very interesting. And remember, everything that's happening to Trump right now with January 6th, the election fraud, he wants it to happen to him first so he can use this against them. Remember, they're bringing him up on all different charges, saying that he caused January 6th. Well, I just want to go back in time, and we need to keep continually prove that the deep state players, they're the ones who always call for violence. Actually, when you listen to Trump's message, his tweet, he called for peace. He told everyone to peacefully go home. It's the deep state that keeps calling for violence. Kyle Becker put this out. Take a listen to a montage of all these people, the deep state players, telling everyone to punch Trump, to burn down the White House, and have violence. Take a listen.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
You got to be ready to throw a punch. You have to be ready to throw a punch.
Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
That I thought he should have punched him in the face.
Feel like punching him.
I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Take them out now.
Okay. When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Please. Get up in the face of some Congress people.
People will do what they do.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
We're going to go in there, we're going to...
Well, this is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. And for those of you who are soldiers, make them pay.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
So once again, it was them calling for violence. Do we have a montage of the Republicans saying, let's have violence? Do we have a montage of Trump saying, let's have violence? No, we don't have anything like that. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the insurrection was a Fed-surrection, and we know that there were confidential human sources during January 6th. And what's very interesting is DC Drano points this out. There is a video of a DC officer on January 6th saying, we go undercover as Antifa in the crowd. They admitted to it, and in the end shows the guy in the outfit of Antifa. Take a listen.
Well, we go undercover as Antifa in a crowd, so can you put that back in?
Now, think about what people have learned. They've learned that COVID was used to manipulate the election. COVID was used to bring in the Great Reset. COVID wasn't from the wet market. It was from a lab. And hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin worked. They kind of pushed that down and made sure that no one used it. They pushed their bioweapon, and people are learning that this never was going to help us. Actually, natural immunity was going to help us in the long run. So think about all the things that people are learning now as it comes out. And people are going to learn a lot more. But what's very interesting, it looks like General Kellogg right now is endorsing Trump. And this is what Trump put out. He says, "What a great honor it is for me to receive a powerful endorsement from very highly respected General Keith Kellogg, a true warrior who was in the Trump administration from the beginning. He knew the ins and outs and the people perhaps better than anybody. Keith worked directly with VP Pence, so endorsing me could not have been an easy decision to make. But for true warriors, not tough. Thank you, Keith. P.S. The general wrote a great book, War by Other Means. Get it." Why is Trump surrounded by generals? Well, because Trump, the military, they're in control. Now, you can see Nancy Pelosi, she is panicking right now. And Nancy says that the U.S. will come to an end if Trump is reelected after he called her a wicked witch. She said it cannot happen, or we will not be the United States of America. What is she really saying? Translation: if Trump gets back in, the system that we built, the system that works for us, the system that doesn't work for the people, that controls the people, that will be gone, and the people will have the Constitution back. The people will have a true election. The people will be in control, and we will not have the country that we have been creating. That's what she's really saying. That will be gone. And it looks like right now that the Atlanta courthouse is being locked down ahead of Fannie Willis's decision to charge Trump over his efforts to challenge the 2020 election in Georgia. So they put up barriers. It looks like another indictment is coming. And remember what Trump says, that he needs this, he needs the last indictment to ensure his election victory. And it looks like he's going to get, and I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're complete and utter control. And think about it. He's bringing them to where he needs them to be. He needs them to open the door so he can present all this information. And when you start to look at what Jack Smith is doing, he's doing exactly that. And when you look at all the different places, when you look at Fulton County, when you look at different places in Georgia, when you look in Pennsylvania, when you look in Michigan, when you look in all in Arizona, what do you see? You see how they cheated in the election. And what's very interesting is Kenneco the Great put this out, and this is on X. It says, breaking: a recently released report from Michigan law enforcement unveils a concerning voter fraud incident involving a group funded by Joe Biden's 2020 presidential campaign. This organization, operating in multiple swing states, is implicated in submitting fraudulent voter registration during October 2020. Following a raid, Michigan authorities discovered caches of prepaid gift cards, firearms equipped with silencers, and disposable burner phones. Throughout the 2020 election period, these Democrats' election committees provided more than $4 million to this particular organization. Biden for president, $450,000. Democrat senatorial campaign, $2.1 million. DNC Services Corp., $1 million. Democratic Party of Iowa, $493,000. The investigation was initiated following the observation of a Muskegon, Michigan clerk who noticed an individual depositing 8,000, 10,000 completed voter registration applications at the city office on October 8, 2020. This same individual returned multiple times, registering an additional 2,500 voters. Alarmingly, many of these registrations displayed identical handwriting with fraudulent addresses and phone numbers. Additionally, signatures did not match those on file with Michigan's Secretary of State. Thank you to the Gateway Pundit for making this police report available to the public. Voter registration organizations from both sides have been accused of similar fraudulent activities. Notably, Acorn, which had over 500,000 members and more than 1,200 neighborhood chapters, ceased operation in 2010 after being implicated in a similar fraudulent voter registration operation spanning multiple states. In your estimation, how big of an influence does election fraud have on U.S. elections? And I do believe this is just the tip of the iceberg, and people now are seeing it. And I do believe when Trump gets his chance to produce the evidence, you're going to see evidence like you've never seen before. Because why? The Space Force caught it all. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Mike Holden on X put this out and said, all ballot scanners are down and not working in Cuyahoga Falls polling location. Voters and workers frustrated, ballots either placed in orange bag and scanned later or can void ballot and come back later. So basically, they're using the same exact pattern. And I do believe the people now are seeing this and they're realizing, look what they're doing here. They're using the same exact playbook when they cheat in the elections. And remember, it's not just one thing. Yes, we're seeing one thing here, but in the bigger elections, it's a coordinated effort. Now, when Trump gets the trial, and this is going to be the trial of the century, Trump's lawyers are going to subpoena people. Trump lawyers are going to counter everything that Jack Smith is producing, and they're going to produce evidence so the world can see how the election fraud was done. This is what Trump has been trying to get out to the people. Now, you have to remember, Trump was going to follow the rule of law. He will always follow the rule of law. So he will give the court systems a chance. Listen, I have this case. I have the evidence. What are you going to do? And when that doesn't work, well, then they move to the next phase. The next phase is allow them to come after me, allow them to open the door. Then I can produce this evidence in the court system. They don't have to accept my case. They came after me. It's already accepted. And it looks like Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips, they're standing by. Chuck Costello put this out. And we had Catherine and Greg on the War Room. And it says, creators of 2000 Mules prepared to share their research to defend Trump against indictment. This is going to be very interesting. Now, Trump, he is giving a speech out in New Hampshire, and he let everyone know that he never, ever said that the elections weren't rigged. He always has said that the elections were rigged. They were stolen. Take a listen to what he said.
In the polls, the FBI Twitter files, the DOJ Facebook, and all of the rest. Look at 2000 Mules. Look at what they did with that. Thousands and thousands and thousands of votes on tape, on camera. All of this will come up during this trial. All of this will come up. Because we won the election by a lot. Then they have this crap going on. I never even thought of this one. Trump didn't really believe he won the election. Let me tell you, people that know me say, that's one thing I tell you. There was never a second of any day that I didn't believe that that election was rigged. It was a rigged election. It was a rigged election, and it was a stolen, disgusting election. And this country should be ashamed. And they go after the people that want to prove that it was rigged and stolen so it never happens. They go after them. They don't go after the people that rigged it, okay? And we'll see how it all turns out, you know? We've been right about a lot of things, right? You ever see Trump was right about everything, ultimately. Let's see.
Now, when you look at this, it looks like he has set this up beautifully. And now the deep state, they're going to be in trouble. But the other thing that's very interesting is we're finding out a lot about Judge Chutkan. And we had Kash Patel. He was being interviewed by Sebastian Gorka. And this is what Kash Patel says. Judge Chutkan, for those who don't know, represented Burisma, Hunter Biden's fraudulent consulting firm. She was a lawyer at the same law firm with Hunter Biden. In 2017, when Devin Nunes and I were running the Russiagate investigation, we figured out who paid for the Steele dossier. Fusion GPS, the DNC, and the Hillary Clinton campaign paid Christopher Steele millions of dollars. They laundered it through the FBI and the FISA court to unlawfully surveil Donald Trump. That's big time stuff. On the eve of us winning that disclosure, before the world knew, Fusion GPS took us to federal court, and that case landed in Judge Chutkan's courtroom. After a month of heavy litigation where Judge Chutkan knew the ins and outs of Fusion GPS, our proceedings, all possible witnesses, etc., when she could not prevent us from prevailing, she recused on her own from that case. Why? We found out her law firm, Boy Schiller, represented Fusion GPS. The very client that was in front of her in federal court was one of her former clients. That is rule number one for disqualification. You got to ask yourself, how come it took Chutkan a month to recuse herself? She wanted to block the bank records. Imagine if we never found out who paid for the dossier. She set the precedent. She cannot neutrally and arbitrarily preside over Donald Trump's criminal trial when she recused herself from the very representation of the Democratic entrenchment, the DNC, the Hillary Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, because she was so biased because of her prior representation from Boy Schiller. And he's absolutely right. And this is what people are seeing. The people are seeing the two-tier justice system. They're seeing the players, how they're all connected, how they're going after Trump. This is what people are seeing. And now we have Jack Smith, who's trying to place a gag order on Trump. Now, once again, what is Trump showing everyone? Trump is showing everyone, look at the deep state. Look at what they are. It's a tyrannical government. They will go after their opponent. They will shut their opponent up. This is not the United States. They are not following the Constitution. Charlie Kirk put this out and says, law professor Jonathan Turley has a simple fix for the DOJ as it tries to put a gag order on Trump. There's a simple solution to all this. Hold the trial after the election. If you're going to hold the leading presidential candidate to trial date in the middle of the presidential campaign, then you're going to have to afford some leeway for him to discuss the case, because everyone is going to discuss the case. This motion is tone deaf. You get that? Joe Biden, Cornell West, DeSantis, Haley, Scott Vivek can all talk about Trump's indictment, but the man facing half a millennia in prison can't even defend himself in the court of public opinion. Election interference. And that's what this is. This is the court of public opinion. The country is watching. They're watching this play out, and Trump wants the people to make a ruling on all of this. Trump responded to this and said the following. Let's see. My political opponent, Crooked Joe Biden, tells Merrick Garland and the DOJ to indict and arrest me on bogus charges and accusations, trying desperately to steal the election. But that wasn't enough. He now wants thug prosecutor deranged Jack Smith to file for a court order taking away my First Amendment rights. Speech. So based on yet another radical left hoax, I'll be the only politician in American history not allowed to speak. The never-ending witch hunt continues. MAGA. And this is what people are seeing. So remember, these individuals, Jack Smith and the rest, and I do believe this is set up so that people can see all this, just like Biden was set up in the White House. The people needed to see the true agenda of the deep state. They needed to see the system. They needed to see the two-tier justice system. They needed to see where they were trying to bring the country. This was the only way to wake the people up. Now, with all of this, Trump took it to the next level and is showing how the government is so tyrannical that it's not just Biden, it's the FBI, DOJ, and the rest, and how they're trying to shut down their political opponent. You only see this in a banana republic. You only see this in a third world country. What these individuals are doing, they are nipping and tugging at the lion. They're taking the food. The lion is watching them. The jackals are around Trump, if you really think about it. And the lion is watching all of them. And as they keep nipping, they keep tugging, they keep biting, they keep taking his food, the lion is sitting there waiting for that right moment to strike, to show all of these people who the actual king of the jungle is. And if you really step back and you take a look that everything is happening, you listen to Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes, she pretty much told you what was going on. Trump actually retruthed. The Space Force has it all. The resident was put into position to wake the American people up. He wanted to avoid a civil war. And here we are today. He's going to show you the real election interference. He's going to show you how desperate the deep state is to stop him, because they know they can't cheat. And they will do everything in their power to try to shut him down. Then what he's going to do is he's going to present the evidence of the election interference. And what do you think the deep state is going to do? They're going to panic. So he's forcing them to do what? To either cheat in the election or postpone the election. I do believe Trump wants them to postpone it because he needs them to attack the United States, to hit the election infrastructure, to go to paper ballots. Now, the deep state's going to think, well, the election infrastructure was hit. We can't do anything about it. We can't have elections. Chaos is across the country. Everything's a complete and utter mess. I mean, really think about it. It's almost like the same playbook that they used with COVID, except that was a pandemic. Actually, Bill Gates is already letting everyone know we don't have the ability to pull this one over on the American people. We failed the first time, And the second time, it's not going to work. They're going to try, but it's not going to work. So all they have left is to postpone. And they think if we're attacked with a cyber attack and the electronic systems are shut down, we can't have an election. But Trump, he already put safeguards into place. And this is when the lion is going to show everyone who the real king of the jungle really is. Because when the people vote without manipulation, when the people go and they use paper and the paper is counted and people see the votes, what is the lion going to do at this point? He's going to show everyone who the king is. Because when he's elected and the deep state couldn't stop him, he's already shown everyone who the king of the jungle is. And at that point, he's going to strike hard and fast. And that brings me to a truth that Dan Scavino put out. We saw this picture before. Looks like it's AI generated. And it's Trump and a lion, and they're roaring, letting us know that that time is getting closer and closer. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.